Dat we met mensen hebben gebouwd. Die synthesis was special days van Buddha. Ook gaan de commissie met Russia te met Buddha. Special days van Buddha, zo de. De mensen die bloed is. De mensen die bloed is, Buddha story. So, our kind of compassion, Guru Shatyamuni Buddha, the founder of the present Buddha Dhamma, generated to a great compassion, feeling so unbearable. Numberless, the transmigrated beings who equal the sky, who have been who have been experiencing the so many hundreds of suffering, samsara. The Buddha generated bodhicitta in the presence of numberless Buddhas. And made prayer. So, some of the clear stories that how Buddha generated compassion, made prayer, explained from sutras. So, some of the brief story of those also they mentioned.
那现在呢，仁波切要讲一些，就是关于呢，特别是关于这个本师释迦牟尼佛的这个很殊胜、很特别的恩惠啊，就是慈悲的导师释迦牟尼佛呢，他为这个无量呢，如同虚空般的一切这个众生呢，就是这些众生们呢，一直在受这个无尽的无量的这个轮回的苦。 那本师释迦牟尼佛呢，为了这个一切众生呢，而发这个菩提心，然后呢，发了很多的愿哈。那佛为了这个无量的受苦的众生呢，升起了悲心，然后发菩提心哈。那现在呢，就是要讲呢，就是关于呢这个佛为众生呢，就是而发这个升起这个悲心、发菩提心的这个故事。
One of the stories that with a generous compassion. Some say this is the first time with a generous compassion. Very compassion. In the past, one time when the Buddha was in the hell realm, the pulling deer, yes. The other being, you see, weak to pull, so like the true animals pull the carriage, you see. So like that, so the same Buddha himself, Buddha's past life, you see. So himself and then the other being, you see, was pulling the carriage, so that. The other being was weak, unable to pull the carriage. Then the Yama, who was sitting on the carriage, Yama Alam. pierced, you see, the trident on the chest. the other one, the weak one, who could not pull their carriage, you see. So and then this so this one, you see, then screamed. Then the Buddha's pastime, who was also who was pulling the carriage, you see, got generated intensive, such an unbearable, you see, such unsurpassable, unbearable, real compassion. said that to tell the Yama who was sitting on the carriage, you see, please let go of this sentient being and put the robe on my head, and I will pull by myself. Then the Yama got angry, and then put that the trident, you see, to the Buddha's past life, you see. And then consciousness transferred from that, and born reincarnated in Tathagata Devadatta. So that story I mentioned from Sutra, the pain, the kindness. I heard that this is the first time in the Buddha's life through, they generated the great compassion. However, it's also true that power of the great compassion. Buddha did the exchange of ones for others. Benefit of that. So the minute you see when he decided let go of the other being. Let him be free, and that I will pull. Instead of him suffering, you see, that I will pull myself this carriage, you see. the minute when you felt unbearable compassion to that being. And he exchanged words for others, you see, the Bodhicitta, him to be happiness, but, you know, instead of him suffering, that instead of him suffering, pulling this, I will put by myself. So, so taking the suffering of others, so we say, let other being free. So the negative karma, the minute when that thought generated, taking the suffering of the other being, let the person be free. So it purified that animism of negative karma, you see. That has to be born in a hell realm and has to pull the carriage. So that animated karma, that's heavy in the realm, needs to be purified. So it's finished by that. It's by that. Right after having generated the thought. And then you see, then born in the Devadatta Tathagata realm, you see. So the condition just the Yama, you know, after Buddha told this Yama, the Yama got angry and put a trident, you see, pierced the trident. that is the condition, you see. So you can understand from the story that if Buddha's past like this didn't do that, didn't generate compassion, this unbearable compassion to that being, that one sentient being who has so much suffering, he had pulled. And then he didn't generate the exchange of swadhas, taking, giving the happiness of the being and taking that suffering on himself. See, to do that, then of course, you know, of course, then I have to suffer pulling the quality for a long time. You see, an immeasurable length of time, I have to do that. I have to do that until the karma, finishes, to be in the hell, to be that hell, and to pull the carriage, you see. And there could be also other, negative karma, to be in a different hell. There could be other karma, you see. Normally you finish one, then you finish another, you finish the karma, then you experience another negative karma. I mean, the result of karma in the hell. In the Gautama Bhagavata's teachings, in the commentary of the Lord Jung, one of the Lord Jung texts, I don't remember, additional Lord Jung teaching, something that one of the Lord Jung is there, it says, I do not see like liberation palm in your hand. But in this Lord Jung text, it says, if you create 10 unvirtuous action, if you create one, if you, from the 10 unvirtuous action, if you create one, you have to be born in all the at hot hell. And all the eight hot hell and eight cold hell. It is said that you have to be reborn in all the, sixteen hell, you know, altogether. Eight hot hell, eight cold hell, 16. So it says that if you create from 10 verse, if you create one, you have to be born in all the 18, all the 16 hell, you see. That no one says. didn't hear normally from the lamas, from Devahuti Mother, I don't remember seeing that, but in the Gautama Bhagavata's teachings, there's one commentary of Lord Jung. There is mentioned like this. So that means, so then you see, you finish one hell dream, then you experience the other one, the next hell dream, something like that, you see. From the eighth hot hell, the first one, Yang Shui, being alive again. So even the lifespan of that is related to human years, and then the first have been alive again. The last one that related to human years one great tactic. And then two great tibum, six tibum. So that's the lifespan of the first helping Tvær skældre dem, med unge lastbænd. Det er lidt ud i himmelen, en af lidt ud i himmelen i her, har man til at sige. Så det er so, as I mentioned a few times before, two times, third and so mentioned here. So ten times one hundred million is 1 trillion. So 10 trillion is a great trillion, 1 great trillion. 10 great trillion is 1 takti. And 10 takti is 1 great takti. So if you know this way, you get some idea how long it is. 2 great takti. No, what? So 1 great takti and 2 great trillion and 6 trillion. So that's the lifespan of the first, very first. The hotel is being elevated. So then next one, black line, that's double. You see, length of life is double, and the suffering is much double, heavier than the first one. So goes on like that. So then like that, of course, the next one will be double that. Third one will be double length of life. Lifespan, you see, seven, then double, is far greater, unbelievable hotter. So, have to get that idea also. It's not just experiencing a 16 held from one year karma, but all this, each one is heavier, you see. The down below is so much heavier, so that. So you experience one, then you experience the next one. So you see, finish the karma, then still the next hell. So that's, you think like that, it's unimaginable. So now, more you get idea of a hell realm of suffering, how it's so unbearable, even one tiny fire spark. You see, how unbearable hot, and all the human beings have fire energy is like cool, like air conditioner, cool air. So you think like that. Now here, the hell being who generated great unbearable compassion to another hell beings. You see. Suffering, and then generative Buddhist exchange was for others. let that helping, you see, be free, and then take the suffering on ourselves. So immediately, if the how powerful this compassion, this exchange was others, but how powerful it is, it purified all those heavy need karma. not just the suffering, but that suffering pulling the carriage. See that had to pull for incredible length of time. But also, so according to Gadamba, which is the teaching, then all those other nirkamas, all those other suffering, one after another, so you see all those nirkamas purified, it's gone. You see, in that second, it's all purified, gone. liberates the Lord, the devotee. So you can see that. This story is one way to understand is the higher power of the bodhicitta. How the compassion power of the bodhicitta, how it is so powerful. You know, the liberated in that second from those such heavy suffering, heavy karma. So in our daily life, therefore in our daily life, I should realize this is the time that we have all the opportunities. Such is one thing, to purify the next karma. Incredible opportunity. And most powerful purification, that is most powerful purifying method, that's bodhicitta. So to remind that, remember this. Remember this, and we must take refuge to bodhicitta. Even in this case of purification. And Shantideva has mentioned in the Bodhicitta-vatara, Dikpa-tabchen shindu-mi-seba, pala-tene, jikpa-chen-bo-tar, kha-la-tene, yu-ji-to-ju-va, tila-pa-chen-na-mi-chi-mi-ten. So, the one who inexhaustible, see, very powerful. Very powerful and inexhaustible, make karma. So, like who has great fear. By relying on a hero. So there's somebody who is very powerful. Then you get then you see you get liberated from that, you see. So like that. The one who created inexhaustible, powerful karma, and by relying upon the bodhicitta. You get liberated. You get liberated within a short time. See, so why not rely upon those who are mindful, those who are mindful. Why not rely upon this, the bodhicitta. So, I like to see. The same here.
Rinpoche, would you please clarify about the your tatik and tribong again? I didn't catch that part. Would you please clarify about tatik and tribong, the part? The number, the lifespan of the first hell.
One great tatik and two great tribong and six tribong.
Two, six,
one great tactic and two great terbum and six terbum.
And Rinpoche, you mentioned about that 10 times 10 million, that's one terbum, right?
10 times 100 million is one terbum. 10 terbum is one great terbum.
Just.
10 terbum is one great terbum, then 10 great terbum is one tangtu. It goes like that. Oh, 10 tangtu is one great tangtu. So. So another time, when Buddha's past life was born, son called Chu Nangji of the family, the clay maker, he generated Bodhicitta in the presence of Tathagata, the Shakya Thupchen, which is explained from the fortunate eon, the sutra, the fortunate eon. Then another time, Buddha's past life was born. King Weden. So the person who looked after the elephant told to this the Buddha's past life. You see, the Buddha's about that the looking after I don't know what the particular. The person looking after elephant, so said that he tamed the elephant, the body, but the elephant mind didn't get tamed. He tamed the elephant, the body, but the elephant mind didn't get tamed. That's what he thought. So I did that request, explained to the. This past life, this Buddha, who was born to King Weden, see, then generated Bodhicitta, generated Bodhicitta. Then another time when the Buddha was born, to the son of the treasurer, the business leader, called Chimamebe Bungwa. That's the name, Chimamebe Bungwa. Then generated Bodhicitta in the presence of the Tathagata Mithu Dawe Gyaltsen. Then another time when the Buddha's past life was born as the fourth son of the wheel-turning king Yulkosung. Dendri Buddhita in the presence of Tathagata Rinchen Natsu Goba. The Rinchen Natsu Gobi Gyalbu. Rinchen Natsu Gobi Gyalbu. In the presence of Tathagata Dendri Buddhita. So, that, so, which are mentioned, each of these are mentioned in different texts, different sutras. So this last one mentioned from the sutra, the extreme sutra, the unconceivable secrecy. So there, so forth. There are many. So there's just so many like this. So Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, especially us who are transmigrated being of the five degenerations, five degenerate time, five degenerations, who are so ignorant, who are so bolted head or the thick skull, ignorant, and who else was there? Bolted head? They're thick skulled, you know. So difficult, mind is so difficult to tame. So that he Shatyam Buddha, especially generated Bodhicitta, to liberate us. He made a special vow, you see. To respond to him. In the past, numberless eons, equaling the sand grains of the Ganga. So it means that much time ago, you see. So in this world, happened called a holder of the great eon. So that time, the Buddha's past life, born, he called Tamsi Jatsuduru. When he was born too, Tamsi Jatsuduru. So that might be his, I think it might be the son of the well-turning king, the rim of the spoke, the well-turning king called the rim of the spoke. So that time, the wilderness king, rim of the spoke, and thousand sun, this king has thousand sun. Then in the country, there is 84,000 kings. So they all led them to say, led them to hold the full enlightenment. you know, to make a vow, to, you know, to make a vow to enlighten sentiments. So there are 900 million creatures, 10 million creatures, and so forth. Then so many other beings, devas, naras, asuras, the smell eaters, and everybody. Whereas the non-human beings, even pretas, you know, the numberless of them, see, hell beings and animals, whatever, so many beings to bring to enlightenment. You know. And at that time, the king removed the spoke and so forth. They were pursued to choose the different sentient beings to enlighten them. So all other bodhisattvas, they choose, very extended world and very extended, good world, extensive, good world, and only the pure beings they chose, so many bodhisattvas, to attempt to bring the enlightenment. Especially who are going to be enlightened in this fortunate eon, Bodhisattva Karma Chong, so forth, or 4,000. All those, you see, bodhisattvas, who are going to be enlightened in the fortunate eon, especially all those bodhisattvas, they choose only the world which is well developed and has great enjoyment, who has long life, only those pure ones they have chosen. So life, like nobody wants to enter into the, in the midst of blazing fire, in the midst of the blazing, extremely blazing host of fire, you see? Because the host, conflagration of fire. Nobody wants to enter in that. Like that, nobody's happy to enter into that. So like that, the quarreling time, the quarreling 108 time sentient being who's so evil, so ignorant, so stubborn, and short-lived, and have little enjoyment, and an evil mind, bad thoughts, and always fight, quarrel. And nobody, no other bodhisattvas, Buddhas, you see, think they can't subdue these beings. No, they think nobody can subdue them, these beings. And everybody, all the Buddha sub-Buddhas let out these sentient beings. The current, currently 108 sentient beings. These who are so ignorant, so stubborn, see, the short life and small enjoyment, and evil thoughts, and always quarrel and fight. So then that time, when this 108 centimeters left out for the quarantine, then the Buddha's past life, Buddha's past life, Tamsit Yachudul. Buddha's past life, when he was the Bodhisattva, Tamsit Yachudul. Then, like the mother who has one child, the beloved child fell in the hole of the blazing fire, with its fire blazing in the hole, in the hole with its fire blazing. Then one beloved child fell in this, you see, hole where there's a fire blazing. So how the mother feels so unbearable to the child, to her one beloved child. So like that, you see, the Buddhist past life, time to just do, you see. Generated such incredibly intensive, great compassion, unbearable to us. To us, transmigrated brings off the five degeneration. So the as for the quarrel, the sentiment, the quarreling, the hundred times, see. So, because of this unbearable compassion to us, so this generated for us quarreling 108 times in the being the so ignorant, you know, so stubborn, you know, so like the tree Gengshuka, like the tree Gengshuka, the leaves move, shake, you know, like that. Then this Bodhisattva time suggests to, you see, Buddha's past life. So shake heart and so upset. So even the body become kind of say, expression. Shatama, this is what the expression is. If the body become like that. I think it's an expression when the mind is at such state, so I think the body was some change in the body, see, something like that. So, then, in the presence of Tathagata, essence of jewel, then you put all the Tathagatas and Buddhas as a witness. So, the Buddha's past life, see, the Tamsin Yasudul, see. request to her. Please understand, please pay attention. Say that, express that. Sentient beings who are the quarreling the hundred age time of this world, this unforgettable world, they become object of my compassion, and I will subdue them. So he promised the Buddha's past lifetime, they promised. Then the Buddha's past Gajudul, then made 500 prayers to us, 500 prayers to be able to benefit us, thanks to my little beings, out of this five degeneration. The 100 age time, you know, exploding the five destinations. Then that time, the numberless, the world of numberless Buddha's pure field of 10 directions. I checked when Buddha passed by, met this vow. Made fine prayers to benefit, to be able to benefit us, you know, as my great beings, you know, in the 100 age time, exploring the five destinations. Then great light came. Then the various flowers, there was rainfalls of various flowers happened. Then the Tathagata essence of jewel, in whom the Buddha's past life met a vow, you see, and then with the Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions, they are all in one voice, they all said yes, and they're all spring of flowers. And they said, you, the great holy being, is incomparable among the Bodhisattvas. Among all the Bodhisattvas, you are the incomparable one. So it's like the white lotus is incomparable among all the flowers, like that. They all praised to the Bodhisattvas, highly, very extensively praised. So this what is same what is this what is described in the the Compassion White Lord Sutra. So Buddha has generated bodhicitta, this and now collecting merits. How much merit, extensive merit collected by making offering to Buddhas? From Buddha, Shaktub, from there, then Denpa Yulgochong. From Shaktub and to Denpa Yulgochong. So it says 75,000 Buddhas, and so made the extensive offering. to collect merit. Then from Sanje, from Buddha, Legze, then up to Ombo Gyaltsen, Ombo Gyaltsen Thupa. Ombo Gyaltsen Thupa. After that, the six, seventy-six thousand Buddhas, the Buddhas made offering, as offering to collect merit. Then, from Buddha, Mamedze, up to Buddha Kashyapa, Gosum, 77,000 Buddhas made expense offering. The to complete the Tuchas merits and to complete to actually Tuchas to be able to reveal the unmistaken path to the unmistaken path to liberation, to enlightenment for us in the means and for the purpose of the Buddha. So first you see the first, you know, the how the Buddha generated Buddhita. Next, then after that, we see how he collected the extensive merits for that. So from the second, from the first Buddha Shaktu, then up to the Rinchen Tsukdur, Buddha called Rinchen Tsukdur. After that, the time-wise, that's the first numbers even, you know, numbers even. The Buddha's collecting merit, you see. From there, then from Marmenze, from the Rinchen Tsukdur Chen, from the Buddha Rinchen Tsukdur Chen, up to Sanje Marmenze, that after that time-wise, the second is numbers merit. Second number is eons. Second number is eons. It's a collective marriage. Then, from the Sanje Marmenze to Namsik, until Namsik descent in the world. So, after that, you see, the third number is eon. So that duration is collecting the third you see, numberless great young marriage. The common view. According to Mahayana, that's the common view, common expression. But according to Mahayana, it's much more. How many Buddhas, Buddha, you know, collect merit, merit extensive offerings, from the sutra, the Lamb of the Moon, explained, the 10 million Buddhas, 10 million Buddha, like that, you see, a tactic. Is it billion? One and a billion? So the English person, I think it's billion or something, one and billion or billion. So anyway, tactic. So according to the particular view of the Mahayana, then, from the sutra, the Lamb of the Moon, then made offering, you see, collected merit, made offering of a service, you know, the 10 million Buddha, 10 million Buddha like that in one tactic. Then even much more than that, even more than that, then, Buddha's equivalent number of the syndicates of the Ganga. Shakyamuni Buddha, you see, offer service to them. I collected merits with him. So, Guru Chaitanya Buddha, in the, when he was following the Buddha Sava's path, made offering and offer service, collected merits, evidence of merit that numberless Buddha, unimaginable numberless Buddha, equaling number of the seven grains of the Ganga.
Rinchen, from Rinchen to the Zen, to which Buddha is the second numberless grains to accumulate merits? To which Buddha?
Second one. From Rinchen to the Zen, from Rinchen to the Zen, up to Sangye Marmenze, Buddha Marmenze, that's the second numbers, second numbers, grade.